like to call order the Town of Brule Committee meeting for Monday, July 6, 2020. Ms. Bourgeois, can you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle?
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Here.
Councilmember Richard?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Niesler?
Here.
Attorney Acosta?
Here.
Mayor Rhodes?
Here. Welcome, everybody. Thank y'all for coming. In your package, we have the minutes for our regular meeting on June the 8th, 2020. So I think we had a couple changes or maybe moved a few things around. So if y'all have any changes on that, let us know. Committee reports, Public Works. I'll read our Public Works report for the month of June. 6 rain events for a total of 9 inches, no drainage issues. A drainage box was installed on the south side of St. Francis Street at the retention pond. We had 2 SCADA alarms at our lift stations, both were minor. 2 out of compliance tests on the sewer treatment facility. Interruption of chlorine was a cause, it's been resolved. Road overlay project was executed and completed. Some cleanup is pending. We also verified today that Anita Street only has 1 lane done, but they're going to finish it soon. That's a parish project, but they did it since they had the equipment here. So, but that should be done soon. We excavated 1,500 more feet of the BZ ditch. So far, we've got 3,200 feet done, approximately 3,800 more feet to do. Our LED speed signs were installed on West Main Street. The repair was made on a clean out near that shopping center on St. Francis. No personnel incidents to report. Republic roadside debris pickup is scheduled for the week of July 13th, and extra monthly pickup is on July the 31st. That's all we have there. Drainage discussion, just to keep on that, Shane and I and Roy are all talking about the ditch, the backside of Venzuul that drains from west to east into the Tonton. We're looking at maybe changing some of that drainage where it can go, possibly cutting across the field. We just discussing that. So Roy is helping us to try to figure out if that's a possibility. So hopefully we can get that done. And then, as you heard from the Public Works report, it's a continuous battle with drainage, so we're steady working. Anybody has anything on that? We'll move to overlays.
One question.
Uh-huh.
Guy had to dig up by Malibu's house.
I saw him. They had a roadside culvert that they had a couple in that cave. They
okay.
Created a hole.
Like a sinkhole?
Yeah, some of the guys.
Working it.
All right, road overlays, I pretty much hit that in the Public Works. They're almost done. Shane and Rusty, y'all both talked to us about getting together and looking at that spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Shane Saradat and I talked about next couple of weeks, we're going to try to get together with you guys and start our road overlay project for this year early. And that way we'll have the second project done.
And priority.
Right. So I'll be in touch with you guys via email. We can set something up so we can meet on that. All right, planning and zoning. In the package, you have your minutes from our June 24th meeting. We finally had a meeting. I don't think we have any changes on that. We'll move to the preliminary plat for Oscar Denham property. You should have a map. Court's not here. I'll kind of touch on it and see. From what I can gather, that piece of property that Brian Denham owns is just being cut in two. Where's the pointer? Right here. They're just dividing that property right there. So this used to be one piece that ran all the way across, and he's just cutting it in half. Now, right here is a where he's going to have to build a road, or whoever owns this property is going to have to build a road.
DeLatin
and Gene Reels, yep. And so we had approved something a while back. He thought he had a sale, and then when they realized they had to put a road in, that fell through. So he's subdividing this. I don't know if they have a sale for it or whatever, but that's what he's doing. He's subdividing that piece right there.
Yeah, he got it sold both
the same person. Yeah.
Kim, is the intent still to subdivide that? I remember he had mentioned that before. I'll say subdivided.
Oscar's going to be through with it. Oscar's going to have, only thing he's going to have is what his house is sitting on.
Right.
Same man, boy, it's back two tracks, I believe is what he said.
But the intent is for the homeowners to have the option to buy directly behind them, or?
He didn't think so. You think this man just wanted to pay for raise?
Interesting.
Yeah, now, we've talked to some potential buyers, Shane and I have, and we made them well aware that before any structure that can be built back there, a road to town spec has to be put in right there between Mr. Delatin and Mr. Rills, so.
At their expense.
Right, exactly. So the people that we're aware of, that we're looking at, and have been told about the rule on that piece of property, so whether that's the ones that are buying it, I don't know, I'm not sure, so maybe court can answer that question.
That's in the planning and zoning minutes, that's fair. I remember that, Don, the note is in here about if they do any construction.
Also, he has to add some cross ditches, that Shane mentioned, right?
Yep.
Court told me today that he's going to try to make it next week meeting.
Okay.
If not, he's never representative on that property.
Okay.
So we can address it then.
So it did come out of the committee, and they approved it, so, that's what, we'll vote on that next week. Any other comments on that?
Is the language, is that strong enough, do we feel? I know they had, Shane, you had made a comment on that, I see in the minutes there, about the road, and then also about, any construction over the.
That on this map, is that wording on this one that we're reading tonight?
Yeah, square at the top right. That's what we made him put in there about covering up those cross ditches. I mean, if we want to strengthen it up, I'm sure court can, and we can add it on there before approval.
I mean, this is an access road, I'm just wondering, two town specifications, do.
Yeah, maybe we can add that on there.
Well, that's what we told him to do, is to add it to, street has to meet the town approval.
Yeah, and it doesn't say that, it's just.
Yeah, we'll get that squared away before we vote on it, the map.
It is a public servitude, so we control. Doesn't hurt to put that in the map, but in all actuality, it's practical matter.
Because of that's public servitude.
Because it's a town servitude, they got to do it to, like you say.
Well, and it's like, you know, I just like more information is better, because, you know.
No, I understand, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
And you don't want them buying it thinking that, the town's going to pay for the street.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Okay, anything else on that plat? All right, discuss changes for our current permitting process. All right, I had a meeting with the parish, they called a meeting, Kevin Durbin and the whole, permitting office up there. We get the permits here on the big projects like the high school, the walk-ons of the world. We feel a lot more comfortable with the parish handling those, so we send those to the parish and they handle them for us. It's kind of an unorganized process that we have right now, and we do some residential, and then we send some of the permitting to the parish office, and we do some ourselves. So Shane and I and Blaine went and met in the town of Addison and the city of Port Allen, and the parish wants to take it all over. So they'll come here, tell us what they want to do, and all the permitting process will take place at the parish. Okay? I asked Pee Wee specifically, can they handle it? And they said, by all means, they can handle it. It would make their life a lot easier. Also, they feel like we're missing some fees on the commercial stuff from a town standpoint, maybe some subcontracting fees that they control a little bit better. I like the idea of having the parish have it all. The resident doesn't have to come here, go to the parish, come back here, ask where to go, and there's a lot of back and forth that goes on. So we kind of came up with the idea, and they asked us to bounce it off the council to see if we'd be willing to let them take over our permitting process. Now, Shane and I kind of, we hadn't really discussed a procedure, but we would still control it from our end. In other words, we would have to know if someone's building a house, they would come here first. And then we would send it all to the parish with any variances that we may have approved, and make sure they qualify under our ordinance, and then we send it to the parish and let them have. So anyway, we had a big conversation about that. City of Port Allen was kind of on the fence. Addis and Shane and I and Blaine kind of felt like, you know, it would be beneficial to our citizens to do it that way. So it's not a rush. It's not something we have to do today. I just wanted to bring it up that we talked to the parish.
You get a copy of their process?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yep. And they have a commercial side and then they have the residential side. And, you know, if you put a generator in your house, the parish comes and inspects the generator before they, you know. If you're building a house, you know, a lot of times these subs come in and they may not have a license, and the parish follows up on that a lot. You know, they have the ability to do that a lot more than what we do. So, anyway, it's a thought. And, Tom, and you may be able to answer this. I talked to Kevin, and I think all we would have to do is maybe a cooperative endeavor or just attach, you know.
I will take a look at Chapter 18 and see. I don't want to say right now, but let me take a look at it and see whether I think any ordinance change would be negative. We need to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, well, in advance. We're in the whole...
The Munico piece,
yeah.
Right? Yep.
But yeah. Okay. Cooperative endeavor.
Yeah. So anyway, something to think about, guys. If you have any other questions or whatever, and like I said, it's very, very young. We just started. We just had a meeting, 2 weeks ago? And I think the process would be smoother for our citizens as well as for the parish office and our office. We won't be pushing anything. Shane will still have to go and get the permits filled out for the town and do everything he does today. But some of the follow-up will be done by the parish.
I think there are four inspections on residential construction. I think we would want to be informed right after each of those four
Absolutely.
Inspections.
Shane, do they inform us now?
They don't, but it's very simple. They can shoot me an email and I can go to the website and see the actual pass-fail.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Is it an all or nothing, or if the commercial's turned over to them and not residential, do they want it all, or what?
They just suggested that all of it would be easier on them, but yeah, we pretty much give them commercial anyway, right?
Along those lines, residential inspections, we had gotten away from it with respect to derelict buildings, so now I've had this discussion. Back when Huey Maranta was there, we used to get into it. We hadn't done any in a while. We got one that's raised its over the head, but we need at least one, and we need two. But in accordance with our ordinance and using our checklist, you know, it would be a good thing for us as part of that cooperative endeavor is not only for the building permitting process, but for the
derelict buildings process.
Inspection.
Yeah.
Process.
You know, like we talked, I don't know if Shane is qualified to go look at a structure of a wall and tell us if that wall is structurally sound or not, and then we go to court about a derelict building.
It wouldn't meet the...
Right. So as a parish that has the inspector that knows everything about it, I mean, I feel a lot more comfortable with
Before
that.
Before you, we had gotten away from it, but then I think it's good to go back to it.
Yeah. So we could add that on there if we decided to do it. So, there again, this is not a rush process, and it could be 6 months to a year in the making, and it could be next month if you guys want to do it that way. I think it would be better for the citizens if we did it that way. And if we don't, it's no big deal. We still, you know, we still do the same process. So we're not going to change our process a whole lot. I mean,
they do our new construction residential inspections now,
mm-hmm,
don't they?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So they actually want it because it would make their life a little bit easier.
Do we have to change an ordinance?
He's going to check on it.
I'm going to look and see. I don't think it's just a matter of.
Then we can do a cooperative endeavor in the meantime.
So it's recorded.
Yep. All right, any other questions on that? We'll be in touch with you guys on that as we move forward if we get some questions. If y'all get questions about it, please let us know and send me an email and we'll get them answered for you. Finance Committee, June bills are in your package. They're pretty normal. If you have anything, we'll move forward. You should have a copy of our IT agreement. It was a 3-year agreement and it's come due. It's due now, actually. If you look on that second page, it shows the monthly billing. I think we paid, what was the last thing? Was it $1,800, Shane? I think that's what we paid the last time, so that's the contract. So next, our next meeting, if you read over it, got any questions about it, let me know. We got a couple bids from another company that had a huge, huge fee to move our server into the cloud, and we were all excited about it until they came back with the fee. Because we thought we would get away with it, because our server is getting old, and that's going to be something we need to look at down the road. But with that fee that they were coming back with, and we just felt like we'd stay with the AIM group, and because they do a good job for us. So if y'all have any questions on that, hopefully we'll look at that next meeting and give me the authority to sign that. All right, personnel, I don't have anything. Recreation, I don't have anything. Police committee, I don't know of anything. Governmental Affairs Committee, Landmark and Heritage Meeting, July 20th at 6:30. That's going to be here, Ms. B? Okay. We'll social distance, and we have masks and sanitizer for that. Other matters, I don't have anything. Mayor's report. We took down our flags today. The wind and the length of time and the age of our flags, we're going to have to replace 47 of them. Shane and I talked about it today. We ordered them.
Yeah, I saw a few.
Yep, yeah. So they've already taken them to the Boy Scout box so they can dispose of them properly, and we're going to put the new ones in pretty soon. So the wind kind of beat those up a good bit. So
how many total we got?
70.
POW and Purple Heart, those are okay.
All POW survived.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. But the Purple Heart should be.
Yeah. So we're going to replace those and make them, and we apologize for that. But sometimes, you know, that 60-mile-an-hour wind on a weekend flag just tore it up. So
we'll have them back for September.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have them.
9/11.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
We had a meeting with some of the committee with Tipton and Associates about the little park. We're doing a few things. I talked to Tom. We talked about that piece of property on that corner. I'm getting in touch with the levy board about maybe getting a letter of no objection just from the Corps. And then I talked to Court Bradford. He's going to do our survey. I think they have to do a more detailed geological survey. So he's getting the specs from Tipton. Tipton's putting a budget together to kind of give us an idea of where we're going to stand. So once we get those things rolling, hopefully maybe by next week, I don't know. If not, it'll be the August meeting. We'll have some budget numbers and some kind of, you know, you give us an idea of where we're going with that. So we're excited about that piece. The retention pond, we're always looking at some putting in that check valve that we all talked about a while back. He got us a price that was too high. You know, Roy, he likes to be living on that edge up there.
No, you got to understand, the conversation is you don't want water going from the south side to the north side. Water runs downhill. High water on the south side, there's no water
it's
on
coming.
The north side. It wants to come back through those ponds. Mm-hmm. That drainage analysis was done without falls to the north and south. The only way or structure that you can put on there and not change, in my opinion, the drainage study is the device I showed you. It's called a duck-bill check valve. They were $12,500 a piece for the two of them to equal the size of the pipes that go under St. Francis. You put those in a box, and when water would rise in the box, it wouldn't let it go. But any water inside the retention pond, if it ever got higher than water on the south side of St. Francis, they would open and let water through. Very little, if any, head loss. Any other kind of device you put in there, it's either going to be manual, if you want to make it automatic with motors and actuators and everything else, you get into a elaborate thing. It can be done. You can go put a gate in there and open and close it when it rains. If you see it going the wrong way, somebody can go close it, or
yeah.
You can keep it closed, and if somebody goes out there and wants to open it, let the water go up. You can do all that. That changes the drainage analysis that was done on that retention pump.
So we're working on some things to make sure that the drainage analysis stays the same and we can maybe afford to what we have to do. The parish dug that ditch for us, and that's fantastic, and that thing rolls on out of there. So it's just a matter, I think that would finish that whole retention pond once we get that piece done. So,
and there's still some debris in one of those culverts, too.
Yeah, that's on our side, right? So anyway, that's what we're doing on the retention pond. Sales tax, we got our sales tax check in today. No change. Same as last year. We're doing real fine with that. So we thought for sure that would be a drop.
That's surprising.
With the COVID, so sales tax came in decent. Qualification for the election is July 22nd through the 24th. Any of you guys are interested in running again? That's the dates to qualify. And I'd like you all to run again. Too, Terry. Yeah. And that's it for Mayor's report. So we'll move for remarks of personal privilege. Anybody have anything?
Yes, I'd like to.
Go ahead and state your name and address.
I had to switch it on. Very top.
There you go.
My name is Thomas Blanchard. I reside at 833 East Main Street. I'd like to ask, first of all, thank you all for your service. But I'd like to ask, what can the town do to enforce the no firework ban in this town? There were devices that were used. They're called artillery shells. They launched explosives 120 to 150 feet in the air. They were clearing 80-foot trees from the back view of my house. They rattled my china cabinet. They rattled my neighbor's house. I know it's like chasing fire ants around a pasture, but if we're going to ignore it, then I don't know why we'd have the ordinance. I don't want to get into it any more than that because I want time for some reports from the town police about the incident that I was exposed to. I'm not being disrespectful to anyone here, but again, if we can't enforce it, then why will we have the ordinance? I'm for the ordinance, but again, it was abused. Maybe there's not enough knowledge of the fact that it is against a town ordinance. Maybe some signs on Main Street, you know, late June, to remind people of that. I would appreciate y'all looking at that. I'd also like to get on the agenda for next month meeting to discuss a specific incident.
You want to get on the agenda for Monday coming or next month? We have a meeting next Monday.
I guess that would could be determined on what kind of documentation and reports I can receive from the police, you know, and whatnot. And again, I thank you all for everything, but I don't have a problem with small firecrackers and things like that. There's you know, leeway in everything. But what was used Saturday, I know some people weren't here. One of my neighbors told me he thought his tire blew out on his truck. It was so loud. So, again, I'm just bringing it up for discussion. I'm trying to be as respectful as I can because I know you all work very hard to keep this town what it is. But this past, and I've been here back in really since 2005, and this is the worst I've seen it. So, thank you all so much for your time.
You know, Tommy, I'll just make a comment. It's that's a tough situation on those nights. How many calls do we have, guys? Y'all know?
19.
And for a town our size, man, that's a tough. I agree with you. Maybe signs might be the answer. Maybe, you know, town website. It's a tough situation.
And again, with all respect, I know it's like I'm talking to my office today.
I want to have the whole West Baton Rouge parish to, definitely, to reinforce you, to enforce it.
Yeah. I know Addis had, I talked to the mayor of Addis, and they had a lot of complaints. It's legal in Addis. Their complaints, they were trying to figure out how to change the ordinance to make it illegal. So, you know, it's just one of those things. It's a tough situation. You know, those fireworks are pretty powerful, the ones they sell now. I've seen them. They go way high, and they make a lot of boom.
You could even go to, I'm sure there's some sort of noise power in this town.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah. It's disturbing the peace, yeah. Mm-hmm. Anybody else? All right, I don't have any announcements. Do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Moved by Mr. Andre, second by Mr. Reshort. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.